I would also like to share about Harry on experiencing anxiety or lessness. Two things came to mind. First, when I have an outline meeting, because in present I don't feel the restness, but online a little tension can arise. This physical tension is like an invitation for me to return to freedom, to leave all pretensions, what I expect to be good, the pretension of being successful, and find that freedom in which I can express myself freely. So for me, tension has become an invitation to come home, to let go of all pretension, all fears, and rediscover this simplicity, the one that is in all of us, the one where the best things come out. Even for sportsmen, it is like that. When I worked for Disney. I had to take the train. I had very important appointments. So the anxiety of missing the train, even if it was earlier, the anxiety was still there. So I played at having courage. I went down the stairs. I would stop and take three breaths. That gave me a physical muscle. Then let's not talk about when you take the metro in Milan, where everyone is running. Surely when there is anxiety, remember, it's not easy. Which is why it is useful to have a reminder, an object in your pocket, that remind us that we are free, that we can be well right now. I close by saying, what relationship is there between these simple things like stopping, rest, taking three breaths, the inhabited body? What relationship is there with our three big problems? Both of the relationship of work, of health. What relationship is there between these simple things, with great problems of life, such as world peace? The important things, fundamentally, also with love, with freedom? This is a big question, and it is by discovering, working, that we find the answer. There are the shares of the guys I skipped. Then pick up the word I would like to propose today, as Silvia said, a short experience of sitting meditation. Usually when we hear this word, sitting meditation, we immediately go into a performance. Maybe I think that I must enter the perfect lotus posture. I have to get into an attitude, and we start to enter into the effort. Now, sitting meditation is easy. It is intimate that we take with ourselves. Any posture that allows us a little, just initial, a little stretch, as if a tree pulls the top of the head, and this allows us to lengthen the column. This is a vertical opening, the body sitting between the earth and the sky, and this is an horizontal opening. The shoulders go slightly backwards. The thorax imperceptibly opens, so there is a greater capacity. A horizontal opening is also created. This allows us to create an opening that generates a certain type of thoughts, of emotion, while a closed posture generates another type of emotion. This is a great insight when we rest in this openness and let the body rest. Rest is the core element of our little. I will even call it meditation, so as not to create expectations. But of this moment of intimacy that we are giving ourselves, I would like to propose that we find a stable chair. We need stability. We need some stability to feel that there is hurt. So the body sit harmoniously, the hand on the legs, or get it together. Here is this small gesture. I let us now begin. Let us enter into a moment of listening, of intimacy. There is this everyday gesture of closing one's eyes that favors the depth of listening. Just as when during the day we feel tired and close our eyes, we let the body little by little position itself. There is one small suggestion, and it will be the last, that of a horizontal opening that aligns the spine with the cervical, is a feeling of continuity. And then this slightly horizontal opening where the shoulders move back imperceptibly. It has nothing to do with the strain. Let's enjoy this opening in which little by little the body relax, opens up in rest. We give ourselves permission to rest. A great gift we give ourselves. We don't need to resolve, to understand. We leave all the things that worry us, that take our attention, let them rest, together with the weight that little by little flows to the heart, without needing us, the body meeting the heart, without needing to achieve some special effect in this great gift that we are offering ourselves. We are offering ourselves to listen. It's a moment of intimacy. Listening is a gift that brings healing. When we feel truly listened to, when there is in the listener the desire to change us, to fix us, we feel welcome. It's a time of great healing. Today we discover that we can ourselves offer us this listening. The right to exist. The heart sustains us, welcomes us, without asking us to be different. Welcomes us interiorly. Welcome our person, Mother Earth. Let us give ourselves permission to feel this embrace. This support of the earth, it's not something to be obtained. This embrace is already there. This support is always with us, is a gift which is offered to us freely without demanding anything. The weight of the body free to flow as it wish, when it wants, to the heart little by little, and precisely this abundance, this trust that we are giving to the heart, that allows to recognize in the body a small resistance. Perhaps a small tension, a contraction, a pressure, perhaps it is a subtle resistance, less localized in the body, more expanded in the body. Perhaps for the first time we can give ourselves a great gift. We can make to this small resistance, tension, perhaps the greatest gift, the right to exist. After recognition, there is no rejection, there is no adjusting. The understanding, exhausting attempt, useless to resolve of improving. This abandonment, this listening, naturally affectionate, this listening that is freedom, which is intimacy, is not something to be conquered. It's something that is already there. This intimacy is always with us, sometimes obscured by judgments, fears, but it is the sky that is always with us. The clouds are always free to traverse the sky. The sky doesn't need to fight, to improve, to understand, to resist, of eliminating, to act. It's a sky that allows light, close, fast, clear, as it allows the darkest clouds, embrace without the need to improve, to fix. It's a courageous listening, passion, naturally affectionate, just like the embrace of Mother Earth. Her support and the simple mystery of ease, this encounter of the body with the heart, perhaps in the bottom, in the area with the pelvis, in the sole of the feet. We recognize this encounter, this contact. We allow ourselves to rest in this encounter without even asking it to be perfect. we also enjoy a little resistance, the small tension, the right to exist, the right to breathe, the courage to breathe, the courage to feel in the simplest way, despite the intensity. We are still listening with eyes half closed. This feeling is so brave because there is so much intensity that we always shy away with our thoughts. Let us still enjoy this intimacy, this friendship with ourselves, a relationship of listening, of intimacy. We may discover little by little that the relationship of intimacy with ourselves, of friendship, has to do with relationship with others, with loved ones, with our affective lives. Now let us close this meditation with a moment of surrender. Let us go to the heart, no matter in which posture. Let us go to the heart, be it an armchair, whether it is a sofa, whether it is simply a carpet, where we give ourselves a moment of full surrender while in the sitting position. There was still a contraction of the tendons that were still working to support us. Now we give ourselves a few minutes of this surrender. We move gently towards the carpet, the sofa, the bed, toward the armchair, and little by little we enjoy this movement in which we were lost of the body is entrusted to the heart. Let us give ourselves permission to enjoy it as a child, the world precisely because we have nothing to gain, nothing to eliminate. We enjoy the simplicity of this rest, even if it is not perfect. If there is pain, let us enjoy. Let us enjoy this tension. like a mother who lies down with her baby. After a cry, the child has been taken in, brought to her, embraced, welcome. Little by little, in its own time, the tense little body, contract body of the baby, receive its mother's energy in its own time, which are never whose of the meditation technique. There is a resting together, the open body, the closed body, that together allow themselves to be embraced by the heart. They dare to let themselves be supported by the heart with a gentle friendship, affection, simple naturalness. A new relationship with ourselves, of respect, of listening, and it's from listening that respect is born. A simple affection, a friendship, an intimacy, a feeling of easy, of being at home, a spaciousness. We are not cramped in worry, in anxiety. Everything is welcome in this freedom, in this spaciousness. Let us give ourselves time to be in the subtle movement of the awakening body. Then we will discover that this freedom, this intimacy, there is also in the doing. Little by little, we will experience this freedom also in eating. When we feel, we let emerge in times that are not our own, but are whose of souls of gentleness. We are not looking for special effects. When we feel, we go for an orange, a mandarin, even another fruit, and we return together a simple food that we can enjoy, even some nuts. Now let play, let go. This game. We enjoy this tangerine. We pretend that we haven't eaten it for a long time. We have traveled to remote places and we haven't eaten it for a long time. Here is this freedom in these rests. We enjoy the Mandarin. It usually happens that we can enjoy the first berry and then the rest of the Mandarin are in thoughts, in worries. Now we enjoy the scent. We feel as first the contact with the fruit, its scent, as if it were really something important. It is. We are giving it back, the sacred of food, sacredness of food. We are rediscovering gratitude for the food. Then we open the fruit. And once open, we play this game of eating berry by berry, enjoy it as something truly precious. Let us be amazing by the taste. Texture, and for the first time, perhaps, only to be in the first clove. We allow ourselves to take the second, the third, the discovery of a wealth that is already there. We give ourselves permission not to know, not to know the fruit in our hand.